Thanks so very much for joining me here at Irangi Wā, Te Onoro Mā Toru Te Iarere. It's coming up to 12 minutes to 5. We're going to Muri Whenua now. Morengai, they are the whānau protecting whenua in Muri Whenua. They were to be served a trespass notice by police this afternoon. Here to talk to, or sometime today, here to talk to us about whether or not the trespass notice was given. Our rangatira from Te Nōta, Ruben Taipari, joins us now. Me tuku mihi kia koe, Ruben. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
Kia ora, Claudette. Nice to hear from you.
Fantastic. So did the police come join the whānau today, anytime today, with their trespass notice? Because, you know, you were all very ready for them to come serve a trespass notice. So did they show up?
They did not show up with a trespass notice. The senior sergeant of the local station of Kaitaia did arrive, and he did come to address the occupation. His understanding was that there was a misunderstanding between the probably the not too sure department higher than his local police station seemed to have taken the matter under and. Actually, that's not what was happening. Apparently, the person that we're having an altercation with at the moment, which is Dr. Cecil Williams, does not want to press charges, does not want to serve a trespass notice. He doesn't want to have any further trouble over the occupation, and he is trying to find a resolution with us, the occupation, and try to understand our perspective that what he's done has been very wrong, very damaging, and he just wants to rectify the situation. So he got in touch with the police early this morning. He had to ring down to Wellington, apparently, and make it clear that he did not wish to push press charges or trespass notice upon the occupation, and so at about 9 o'clock this morning, we found out that it had been cancelled.
Well, that's good news, I guess, Ruben. That's great, especially with Dr. Cecil coming out and wanting to have a corridor. What would be the best resolution for the whānau in terms of what Cecil wants to negotiate or have discussed? What's the best outcome for you?
We haven't had that chance to discuss it. We've always been in the mentality of protecting the tree, of looking for different ideas of how it is that we were going to maintain kaitiaki tanga over that whenua that we tātai to, that we connect to, and and also to address the issue around Dr. Cecil, but also the council. Discrimination by the council, that they don't recognise the significance of that whenua or the pōhutukau itself in connection to us culturally, the hapū of Aipara. So there's quite a lot of layers to it. It's not just about the authorities themselves. We've got a lot of relationship building, cultural recognition to do in our own community, Claudette. So, yeah, there's a lot to work on.
Yes, absolutely, a lot to work on. I guess, you know, I'm a little disappointed on the one hand that the police didn't show up, because then you would have handed them a trespass notice and that would have been a really great thing. So I'm a little disappointed that they didn't show up. I'm not disappointed, though, that it didn't happen overall, but you know what I mean. It would have been great to get them, to hand them a trespass notice.
Yeah, I'm sure that we were very well organised. We had a lot of that. We had the solidarity of our occupation. I'm really privileged to be a part of this group, and just the manaakitanga and the aroha and the whanaungatanga of everybody, a solidarity of being willing to maintain our stance as kaitiaki. We're not trespassers. We have a role to fulfill as descendants of that whenua. So we knew our rights in principle, and we know our rights in practicality as well, that we have got a role to play. We have to take care of that tree. It's part of symbolism of our connection to the taiao, to our culture and our whakapapa. So we've got a lot of things that we want to concentrate on. Not so much on retaliation with the police and everything, though it's a part of the a process that we have to go through. And I'm very proud of our lopu, of our whānau and our hapu, very strong hapu-based occupation not even a problem, not even a hesitation for us to stand up for our rights as kaitiaki of that whenua.
Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. Just one more thing. How are our whānau up north? We do have another couple of positive cases that have ended up your way. Just generally speaking, how is the vaccine rollout going? Are we seeing an increase in people from Auckland moving up the north? I know that the government is really wanting to ease up on restrictions. How are you all feeling?
Yeah, there's still concern in our community around the situation that it's still early for us to be going into that open border scenario. We're very, the anxiety is high if the Tahana border is lifted. Having said that, it challenges us to make a decision. Now we're down to the crux of decisions made, yes or no. It's not we'll think about it and we'll get back to you, Auckland. It's we're now in that space where we have to seriously consider which side that we decide to take. Are we going to vaccinate, or are we going to try to maintain our own health and integrity through our own well-being? So these are the questions that we've got in front of us, and we've got to work on and make a decision.
Thank you so very much for talking to us this afternoon. Wonderful to call you at all. Me tuku mihi ki a koe, Ruben.
Ai, kia ora.
That is our good friend, our rangatira from Muri Whenua, Ruben Taipari. And nothing to see here. Morengai, protectors of the whenua in the rākau, no police presence. They spoke to the local police person, so obviously some bureaucrat from down this way decided that, you know, trespass notices to be served. The doctor who currently owns the land under Pākehā title is Pākehā Law, doesn't want to press charges. All is well with him. Informed the police, had to ring down to Wellington. Goodness, it really does look like bureaucracy in Wellington making decisions for the rest of the Motu, and they've got absolutely no idea what happens on the ground.